U.S. Senate candidates Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan debated last night on WMUR-TV. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, their final meeting before Tuesday's election followed a now familiar pattern.
By now, it seems inevitable. A debate question gets asked about something other than the presidential race, but soon enough, the discussion is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Last night, it took 7 minutes for the presidential race to enter the debate. Maggie Hassan was talking cybersecurity, and then...
But it is concerning to me that the Republican nominee in the presidential race has showered praise on Vladimir Putin, has praised him, in some ways invited him to make an attack of some sort on our electoral system. And that's one of the reasons I'm so concerned that Senator Ayotte spent so much time supporting the nominee.
And Kelly Ayotte was ready, too, to turn the discussion towards Hillary Clinton's email server.
Transferring classified information, one of the most important positions in our government, and that put national security at risk. So if you want to talk about cybercrime, I mean, that was really putting information that could have jeopardized our national security at risk. And if she's not going to break with Hillary Clinton on this, when is she ever going to break with Hillary Clinton?
The claims and counterclaims on independence and effectiveness continued all night long.
I am one of the most bipartisan senators in the entire Senate. I stood up to Ted Cruz in my own caucus on the government shutdown.
Whether it was on Kelly Ayotte's record in the Senate.
But what's really on the line in this Senate race is whether we're going to continue to have a senator who fails to stand up to corporate special interests, which is what Senator Ayotte has failed to do,
or whether the discussion turned to Maggie Hassan's management of the budget process.
You want to talk gridlock. It's vetoing a bipartisan budget because there's a reduction for business taxes, and then both parties overriding your veto.
I vetoed the budget. We had a continuing resolution. We kept government going, and then we brought people together and got a compromise.
Neither candidate strayed much from familiar arguments, and that held even when both candidates were asked to rate which of the dozens of attack ads funded by outside groups who had plowed more than $100 million into this race had been the most unfair to their opponent. Neither candidate gave much ground. Kelly Ayotte did mention ads that had gone after Hassan on the opioid crisis.
You know, I think in the beginning I called for some of the ads that came down that attack Governor Hassan on the heroin epidemic.
When it was Hassan's turn, she skipped a direct reply and criticized Ayotte for not opposing the Citizens United ruling that loosened campaign finance restrictions.
I don't think corporations are people. I don't think they should be able to bring on all this dark money spending into our state. And, you know, Senator Ayotte's voting record kind of tells you that she thinks corporations are people, too.
With polls showing this race tight in the election 5 days away, don't expect either side to let up. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.